Well, a pleasant Saturday afternoon to you. One and all, time for high school basketball on KMTS. We're about 4.5 minutes away from tip-off, the regular season finale. It's the end of the road for the Rifle Lady Bears, but the end of the regular season for the Glenwood Lady Demons, who are the league champions, and they'll start a new road, a new chapter in this season, as they will more than likely host a playoff game Tuesday night when things get underway for the postseason. Glenwood 12-0 in league play after their 68-point victory over Palisade on Thursday night, 82-14. One of the most dominant performances I've seen from the Glenwood, well, girls or boys. It was just unbelievable. Glenwood just putting on an absolute clinic shooting. Joslyn Spires in particular with 20 points in that victory. Six three-pointers on the night. Didn't play much in the fourth quarter. Finishes with 20 points. She is currently leading the league in three-point shooting with 31. 31 out of 89. So Glenwood 12-0 in league, 16-6 overall. They've won 9 in a row. The Rifle Lady Bears looking to break that win streak and maybe, I don't know, maybe send Glenwood on the road for the playoffs on Tuesday, but we'll see what happens. The brackets come out tomorrow. Rifle 4-7 in league, 11-11 overall. They've won their last two games, and they are led by Jamie Karen. She is the league's leading scorer, averaging just over 15 points per game. So it'll be an interesting battle between Jamie Karen and Joslyn Spires. I imagine Joslyn, one of the leading, leads the league or is in the top three in the league in steals. She has just been terrific. That's going to be a great matchup. In the win over Palisade, Ella Johnson had 8 points, a couple of threes of her own. Maya Suarez has been solid playing the post with 10 points. 11 from Sophia Prieto. We mentioned her singing abilities, as she did a wonderful job singing the national anthem and came out and lit up the scoreboard with 11 points. 6 points from Anna Shea, including a couple of blocks, and Brianna Sorensen with 7 points on the night. Matea Ennewald's been a pleasant surprise all season. I shouldn't say surprise. She's just a fine athlete and a very strong post player. Big on rebounds and blocks. And Glenwood blessed with some great post players in Ennewald, Tori Taylor coming off the bench, and, of course, Anna Shea. She is a block meister. Ennewald with 8 points in the win over Palisade on Thursday night. Joslyn Spires currently fourth in the league in scoring average at 10.4. Got a bit of a boost after that 20-point performance. Samantha Campbell with Steamboat Springs is the third-ranked scorer. Autumn Rivera from Summit averaging about 14 points per game, second in the league. Our starters for this afternoon for the Rifle Lady Bears: Jasmine Quinones, a junior; Lisbeth Gutierrez; Faith Trujillo; Jamie Karen, of course; and Blake Hostetler, who is also in the top 10 in scoring. She's just a sophomore, but she's got a pretty good outside shot. Starting for the Glenwood Lady Demons: Ella Johnson, Maya Suarez, Kenzie Winder, Joslyn Spires, and Brianna Sorensen getting the start tonight. So Spires and Sorensen, or this afternoon rather. I should just look to my right and see the bright sunshine shining through the windows here on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. I guess we got some snow coming to the valley next week, but we'll enjoy the spring-like weather for now. We're going to pause now for our national anthem. Keith Harris will be joining me momentarily.
Oh,
Well, talking to Coach Eric Carroll, head coach of the Rifle Lady Bears, he says, you know, it's been a challenging season, but he's proud of the girls being at 500. Played a tough schedule. And the fact that the focus is on Jamie Karen just about every game, and she's still averaging over 15 points per game. Glenwood winners of 9 in a row. A couple of hiccups. I mean, they got past Steamboat 39-22. Prior to that, big win over Eagle Valley 64-21. Battle Mountain 52-20. Summit was the scary one at Summit. Glenwood pulled it out in the closing minutes, 32-26. Then that 82-14 win over Palisade was very impressive. Lady Bears, their last two wins came over Battle Mountain and Grand Junction. Last loss was at home against Palisade. Lost it 48-41. Palisade took that season series 43-27 and 48-41. Lost at Steamboat 41-32. Rifle and Glenwood played back on January 14th. Glenwood won at 58-27. Outscored Rifle 17-9 in the first quarter, 25-10 in the second, and never looked back. 13-4, 13-4, third and fourth quarters. Ella Johnson had 10 points in that win. Joslyn Spires with 12. Here we go at the opening tip. Suarez. And it's won by Rifle. Here's Jamie Karen right to the rack. Missed the shot. Good defense by Suarez. Gets the rebound. Here's Sorensen down to Kenzie Winder at the post. Cross-court pass to Joslyn. Three-pointer off the rim. No good. After a 6-for-6 night, she misses her first here against Rifle. This place would have erupted if she'd knocked that down. Here's a drive. Quinones, and Elizabeth Gutierrez is tripped up and she's fouled. That's going to be a foul called against Kenzie Winder. No score yet, just underway. Faith Trujillo inbounds it to Jamie Karen on the right wing. One-on-one with Ella Johnson. Gets it back to her. It's Blake Hostetler, top of the key to Jasmine Quinones. Quinones gets doubled, backs up, right wing. Still trying to find some space. Can't shake the Glenwood defense. Glenwood playing a... they're playing a man. Here's a ball knocked away, and Trujillo trying to chase it down. It's out of bounds, and it's Glenwood ball. Joslyn Spires inbounding. Keith Harris will join me momentarily. We're a little bit late. Here's Sorensen, top of the key. Goes to Suarez at the free throw line. Back to Spires. Three-pointer from the corner. Bullseye. Nothing but net. Joslyn Spires makes it 3-0 Rifle, or Glenwood. And they put on the press. Rifle beats the press. Jamie Karen's got it. She gets trapped and ball knocked out of bounds as they double down on her right away in front of the Glenwood bench. Trujillo inbounding for Rifle. Goes to Jamie Karen, back it up near half court. Flips it left side on the wing to Elizabeth Gutierrez. Gutierrez bounce pass picked off by Joslyn Spires. Here she goes. She's going to lay it up on the right side. Money. 5-0. Glenwood. Pass here is pick off by Suarez. Gets the loose ball. Bobbles it. Has it in the corner. Lobs it to right wing to Sorensen. Back to Suarez. She'll put up a three. That's going to be... Oh, you betcha. I thought it was short. Maya knocked it down. Couldn't tell if it was online. 8-0 Glenwood. And a quick timeout called by Coach Eric Carroll. A 30-second timeout. 5:46 to go in the first quarter. 8-0 Glenwood. Maya Suarez thought, you know what? I'm going to try one of those threes myself. And I'm watching the trajectory and thinking, it might be a little short. And she rattled it in. 8-0 Glenwood. I wonder if Glenwood can. I mean, they're just playing with supreme confidence now. And they're going to need that getting into the postseason. They know what's at stake to secure at least a home court advantage for the first game. Coach Ron Amosia told me if they win out, run the table, go 13-0 in league, they'll post Tuesday night and then play on the road Friday if they win Tuesday. Again, the press. Rifle having trouble. Ball swiped by Johnson. Spires just plucked it away. Spires underhands it to Kenzie Widener. Missed the lay. She bobbled the ball. Didn't get a clean handle on it. And missed the easy layup. Glenn. Again, Glenwood forces a turnover. That relentless defense. And Jocelyn Spires will inbound near the near sideline. 8-0 Glenwood. Pass into Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen crossover dribble. Lobs it over to Ella Johnson. EJ back to Sorensen. Sorensen sees Spires. No, she's going to go to Suarez at the free throw line. Suarez kicks it out to Kenzie Winder. Baseline shot is blocked. She's knocked to the floor, of course. And she will go to the line to shoot two. You hear Coach Rhonda Mosier doing her thing. Always coaching. Kenzie Winder at the line. The foul called against Hostetler, her first. And Winder swish on the first free throw. 9-0 Glenwood. Winder's second free throw. Won't get the bounce. Rebound Suarez up high. Goes to Spires. Spires to Sorensen. Back to Spires. All alone for three in the corner. You betcha! Jocelyn Spires! Oh, my goodness. Is there a hotter shooter in the league? I think not. 12-0 Glenwood. Jasmine Quinones has the ball stripped by Jocelyn Spires. Spires will go to Ella Johnson. Johnson with an easy layup. Got it. 14-0 Glenwood. Spires with two steals already. Three steals. Here's a pass up the court to Jamie Caron. And it's out of bounds in front of the Glenwood bench. 14-0 Glenwood. Sorens has got it. Lobs it to Ella Johnson. Johnson to Suarez at the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away by Trujillo. And a steal there for a rifle. 14-0. Glenwood coming up in the 4-minute mark in the first quarter. Caron cross court pass to Hostetler. Closed in on by Suarez. There's a driving layup by Faith Trujillo. First basket for Glenn for Rifle at the 4:04 mark. 14-2 Glenwood. Ella Johnson bounce pass on the right corner to Sorensen. Here's Spires for another three. That's a rainbow, and that came up short. That was about a foot short. And now we got Kenzie Winder call for a foul, her second team foul. 14-2 Glenwood. Winder, Suarez, and EJ out. Sophia Prieto in, Anna Shea in, and Tori Taylor almost gets the pick. Pass up the court to Jamie Caron, lays it up, missed the shot. Tori Taylor picks up the foul. That'll send Jamie Caron, the league's leading scorer, to the line for two shots. Welcome, partner.
Hey there. Took a little longer than I thought it would to get here, but I'm glad I made it.
Caron knocks down the first free throw. 14-3 Glenwood. Jamie's second free throw is good. 14-4, 10-point lead for Glenwood. Sorensen brings it up from Lady Demons. Lobs it in the near corner to Prieto to Taylor, kicks it out to Sorensen. Taylor, drop step, kicks it out to Prieto. She'll try a three. Bang! She likes that sunny side of the court. Sophia Prieto with a three of her own. It's 17-4. Glenwood pass up the court to Quinones and gets knocked to the floor as Jocelyn Spires will pick up a foul.
1-15, first.
Her first, fourth team foul. Bounce pass to Jamie Caron. Jamie lobs it right side to Gutierrez. Bounce pass, a little too much mustard on that one. Intended for Quinones, picked off by Sorensen. Brianna stops, kicks it over to Spires. Back to Sorensen, right wing, back to Spires. In the corner, three-pointer. Bullseye, she is on fire again. 3 of 5 from downtown. 20-4, Glenwood. Pass up the court, picked off by Anna Shea. Shea to Sorensen. Sorensen down to Taylor. Turnaround shot off the glass. No good. Rebound bobbled. Controlled by Gutierrez. At the right side comes Quinones. And a steal from behind by Prieto. That's 7 steals already. Shea, Prieto, Sorensen. High post right side. Look at Spires camping at the in the corner. It's Hostetler. With a quick kick to get on her. Here's Torrey Taylor. Turnaround jumper. Air ball. And a rebound off the hands of Anna Shea. Out of bounds, right the ball. 20-4. Glenwood. Ruby Patch, you had a good JV game. Spires comes out for a breather along with Sorensen. Patch and EJ back in for Glenwood. They lead 20-4. Continuing with the press. Quinones having trouble. Here's a steal by Torrey Taylor. Taylor goes to Patch. Patch lays it up high off the glass, and it won't get the bounce. Rebound taken by Rifle as Zoe Heisel got the rebound, a foul called. Pass in to Quinones. To number 2, Avery Ward. Back to Quinones. Steal by Prieto. Ball stripped, taken back by Rifle. Taken back by Glenwood as Anna Shea comes up with a loose ball. And could have a foul called against Avery Ward. Her first, second team foul. Minute 50 left. Patch inbounds to EJ in the near corner. Pass into Taylor. Taylor drives through the key, picks it up. No, little no-look pass picked up by Zoe Heisel for Rifle. Minute 40 to go here in the first. Jamie Caron. Bounce pass to Quinones. Caron sets a pick. Quinones lobs it back to Caron, top of the key. Between the leg dribble. Goes in the near corner to Avery Ward. Ward to Jamie Caron. Jamie likes to drive. She can find a lane, but they cut her off. There's a pass out. Heisel lost the ball. Too high. Loose ball picked up by Sophia Prieto. It's 9 steals. No, 10 steals now for Glenwood. Up the court comes EJ. Whistles one up the floor to Ruby Patch, and she couldn't handle the hot ball there. Hot potato. Lost it out of bounds. 20-4, Glenwood. A minute 5 to go in the first. Pass to Quinones, to Ward, back to Quinones, lost it, just dropped the ball, rolled off her legs and out of bounds. Rough start for the Lady Bears. EJ inbounding for Glenwood. Goes into Avery, to Anna Shea, Shea from 10 feet, no good, rebound taken by Prieto, back to Shea, top of the key, lobs it to Ruby Patch, left wing, here's Ella Johnson, far corner. Back to Patch, left wing. Bounce pass to Taylor. Kicks it out to Shea. Shea over to Prieto. Lobs it down to Taylor. Taylor, double team. Drop step. Falls to the floor. Foul's going to be called. That'll be... it'll be against Zoe Heisel. Her first, third team foul. Patch inbounding for Glenwood. 43 seconds left in the first. Goes into Anna Shea. Shea underhands it to Prieto. And Prieto gave it away. Taken by Faith Trujillo. Drive by Jamie Caron. Fade away. Baseline. Good. There's the second field goal for Rifle. First one for Jamie Caron. She's got 4 points. 20-6, Glenwood. 22 seconds left. Here's Prieto, right wing. With Johnson, the Ruby Patch, left wing. Lobs it down to Anna Shea. Shea back it up, kicks it out to Patch. Patch jump pass to Torrey Taylor. Taylor double teamed, and that pass picked up by Zoe Heisel. So Glenwood committing their share of turnovers as well here in the first. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Pass to Avery Ward. Jamie Caron launches one at the buzzer from three-point land, and that is short. That'll do it for the first quarter. 20-6 Glenwood after one. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium on this sunny Saturday afternoon. Got some sun peeking through the one of the exit doors and the windows to our right. Kind of a pleasant, almost like a spring-like day, but I understand some snow is coming our way next week.
Oh, no. I want to take the motorcycle out.
No. We need more snow, lots more. Oh, okay. Sorensen's got the ball. Double team. Ball knocked away. Gets it back. Battling for it. They're going to call a jump ball. No, a foul. The fist went up. That's the foul called.
Calling it against Trujillo.
They're first. Each team with four now. Sorensen inbounding baseline. Goes into Prieto. Down to Kenzie Winder. Off the glass and in. Kenzie Winder. Nice little touch off the window there. Her first field goal. Makes it 22-6. Here's a steal. Winder underneath to Sorensen. Sorensen puts it up. Awkward shot. Got it. That little floater to go. Her first basket. 24-6. Winder with the assist. Winder almost gets a steal. They swat at the ball. And the loose ball goes to Spires. Spires to Prieto. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound put back on the weak side. Winder. All from defense. 6 points, and Rifle hasn't been able to get out of their end of the floor. 26-6 already, Glenwood. Jamie Caron gets it across. Met there by a double team. Now they pass down to Hostetler. Hostetler shoots and scores. 26-8, Glenwood. Prieto to Spires. Spires left wing. Trujillo guarding her closely. Suarez to Sorensen. Near corner to Prieto. Three-pointer. Bang. Flat-footed. Knocks down the tray.
Wow.
Oh, man. You get Sophia shoot threes. This is double trouble, man. 29-8. Now we got a foul. Called against Brianna Sorensen. Well, I don't see Matea Innewald. No?
Yeah, I don't see her either.
Trujillo inbounds it to Quiñones. Quiñones races up the right side, gets it across the line, goes to Hostetler. Hostetler bounces once, shoots, missed the layup. Rebound taken by Kenzie Winder. Winder clears it, goes to Prieto. Up the floor to Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen to Suarez, who was wide open. Got it to her late. Suarez is fouled. They call it against Trujillo, her second, fifth team foul, each team with five. 29-8 Glenwood. Sorensen into Spires for three in the corner. Rainbow, no pot of gold that time. Rebound, Prieto kicks it out to Sorensen. Sorensen to Spires, right wing. Hands it off to Suarez, to Winder. She'll shoot a three. That's the famous court. Oh, two-pointer.
Yeah.
Just inside the line.
On the line, yeah.
But they like that sunny side of the court, I'm telling you. 31-8. Glenwood. Baseline shot. Put up by Gutierrez. Doesn't go. Rebound goes to Glenwood. Taken by Suarez. Sorensen has it right wing. 31-8 Lady Demons. Lob pass down to Suarez. She's double team, triple team. A steal by Jamie Caron. Carried the ball. Got away with it. She cradled it. Drives along the baseline. Pass on the weak side to Quiñones. Missed the shot, but there's a foul. And Quiñones will go to the line. For two shots. Foul's called against Suarez. Her first, sixth team foul.
Yeah, she wasn't exactly going straight up for that block.
No.
A very sweeping blow.
Jasmine Quiñones, first free throw. Swish. Zoe Heisel checking in for Rifle. ...31-9 Glenwood. 5:20 left in the first half. Quiñones' second free throw. Got it. 31-10. Pass up the court to Sorensen. Rifle quickly back on defense. Sorensen left wing, still dribbling with the right hand. Drives right side. Bounce pass down to Winder. Winder a little left-handed hook shot. Doesn't go. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Avery Ward. Ward to Jamie Karen. Karen still with 15 points per game to lead the Western Slope, but she's got four so far. Jump shot from 12. Put up by Quinones. Doesn't go. Rebound. Struggle for it. And that struggle won by Gutierrez puts up a shot and missed it. Ward gets the loose ball in the corner. Goes to Quinones to Jamie Karen. Karen top of the key. Gets a pick from Heisel. Launches a long three-pointer and in and out, no good. It was online, but the rebound ends up in the hands of Joslyn Spires. Spires up the right side. Joslyn backs up, stops to the right wing, still dribbling with the left hand. In the paint, goes underneath the Winder. Out to Prieto for three. That's off the rim, no good. Into the hands of Winder, who alertly knocks it down. She's got 8 points all this quarter for Kenzie Winder. 33-10. Here's a tip by Sorensen. Loose ball taken by Gutierrez to Jamie Karen. Karen drives in the paint. Hands it off to Heisel. Back to Karen. Top of the key to Quinones for three. Air ball out of bounds. 33-10 Glenwood. 4:06 to go first half. Taylor and Shea in. The Twin Towers for Glenwood. Sorensen, Prieto, Suarez out. Ella Johnson back in. She's got the ball. Stops top of the key. Fakes, hands it off to Taylor. Taylor at the free throw line. Back to EJ right wing. Anna Shea's got it in the near corner. Back it up against Karen. Stops in the paint. Kicks it over to Kenzie Winder. Winder finds a lane. Lays it up. You betcha. Kenzie Winder on fire. Give her 10 points this quarter. 35-10 behind the back drill by Jamie Karen. Bounce pass. Thrown away. Court. Over and back.
Yep.
Yeah, Glenwood's just doing a great job, as they usually do on defense. Just that double team, that trap, just leaving them nowhere to go.
Yeah. Lob pass into Winder, knocked away, and out of bounds by Faith Trujillo. Kenzie Winder having one of her best games of the season. And bounce pass to Ella Johnson. EJ calls out a play. High post right side, looking down low. Now it goes over to Kenzie Winder. High post left side. Right wing to Tori Taylor. Taylor to Shea, high pass. Plucks it, dribbles, left-handed hook. Pretty shot for Anna Shea. Oh, was that nice. What a beautiful shot. Almost Kareem-esque.
Yeah.
Not the sky hook, but...
Yeah, but that shot isn't available if you don't do it with your left hand.
But a pretty touch off the glass. 37-10 Glenwood. Jamie Karen with a drive in traffic. Scoop shot. Missed it, but she's fouled. Jamie will go to the line for two. That's a 17 foul. Called against Kenzie Winder. Her third.
Yeah, that's a rough call there. I mean, Winder was, it seemed to me like she was pretty set. Karen was just determined she was going to drive anyway.
First free throw from Jamie's good. Gives her 5 points. Winder will sit the rest of the half. Sorensen is in for her. Karen's second free throw. Got the friendly bounce. 37-12 Glenwood. Anna Shea is going to inbound. Says, who's going to get it? Okay, Sorensen way up there. Sorensen's got it. High post left side. Dribbles near the circle. Now flips it over to Anna to EJ. Top of the key. Guarded there by Quinones. Lob pass to Taylor. Taylor feeds it to Jocelyn Spires. Wanted to lay it up. Here's Sorensen. Backs up for a three. Left wing. In and out. No good. Rebound. Shea. Shea kicks it out to EJ. EJ drives. Floater. Ball's blocked. Loose ball. Underhand hook shot there by Tori Taylor. And just couldn't quite find the rim. 37-12, Glenwood. Pass to Avery Ward, near corner to Hossettler, down to Quinones, missed the layup. Rebound taken by Ella Johnson, jump ball call. Possession will remain with the Rifle Lady Bears. Faith Trujillo inbounding. And she'll launch one up to Jamie Karen. Karen, top of the key. Ella Johnson guarding her. Quinones with a drive. Flips it over to Trujillo. Trujillo lobs it down to Hostet. Look, double team ball knocked away. Out of bounds, rifle. Coach and Joslyn Spires comes out. Replaced by Ruby Patch. Lob pass into Quinones, guarded by Patch. 137-12, Glenwood. Pass over to Jamie Karen. Asking for a pick. Bumps into Quinones. Here's Heisel. Heisel to Trujillo. Left wing to Quinones. Minute 34 to go. Jamie Karen fakes a three. Drives, underhands it to Quinones. Goes to Trujillo. She's set back for a three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Hostetler dribbles once. Shoots. Scores. Greg Hostetler with the bucket. 4 points this quarter, 37-14. Pass up the court to Ruby Patch. Lays it up, missed it. She's fouled. Ruby Patch to the line for two. Talking to Coach Eric Carroll for Rifle. And he said, you know, it's weird. We have to drive. We come on the bus with the windows down and have to wear masks. And we're freezing. Like,
yeah.
That's a head scratcher.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't you know that in today's society, it doesn't have to make sense?
38-14 as Patch hits the first free throw. Second free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Rifle. At the hands of Joy Taylor.
I think Taylor knocked it out.
38-14, Glenwood. Jamie Karen bringing it up. Glenwood continuing in a... They're playing a 3-2. No, they're playing a man. Quinones has it. Far corner to Gutierrez. Bounce pass trying to go to Hostetler. Ball caroms away. Loose ball. Scooped up. Shot quickly put up by Quinones. She draws the foul. And back to the line we go. Well, that's eight fouls already for Glenwood. It's called against Ruby Patch. Patch looked good in the JV game as Glenwood won handily 51-21. Jasmine Quinones, junior, first free throw, swish. She's three for three now. Quinones, second free throw. Perfect. Four for four. Match your jersey number, 38-16. Glenwood pass up the court to Sorensen, who wasn't looking for it. Goes down to Shea. Threw it away.
Yeah, I don't think Sorensen or Shea were quite expecting to be that open. They weren't ready for those.
Jamie Karen gets the inbound. She'll trot it up. Lobs it to Quinones. We got a foul. Again. Okay. Ruby Patch picks up number two. Number nine, team foul. Do-do-do-do-do. Back to the line we go. Yep.
Well, Quinones has been hitting them. They're going to have to quit fouling her.
Yeah. First free throw. Perfect. She's five for five. Jasmine's next free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Anna Shea. 31 seconds. The court comes Ruby Patch. Lobs a cross-court. Bad pass picked off by Trujillo. Trujillo weaves her way up the floor. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebound put back Quinones. Doesn't go, but guess what? She's fouled.
Yeah, she's going to the line again. My goodness.
That was a telegraph pass from Ruby Patch. She might be a little tired after playing a long JV game. It was kind of a lazy, I'm going to throw it over to you, and that was an easy pick for Trujillo. Quinones, first free throw, rolls off the rim. 5 for 5. She's missed the last two. Sorensen out and Taya Nykirk in for Glenwood. Quinones' next free throw is good. 38-18 Glenwood, 17 seconds. EJ cross court to Tori Taylor. Taylor down low to Ruby Patch. Ball, she gets bumped. Loose ball. Battle for it. Anna Shea on the floor. Possession will go to Glenwood as Patchell inbound. Baseline, 8 seconds left. Patch lobs it into Shea. Shea fake shoots and scores. Money. And Shea loves his mid-range jumpers. 40-18. That 50-foot shot put it by Karen at the buzzer. Off the glass, and that's it for the first half. 40-18. Lady Demons with the lead. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium on this sunny Sunday after, or Saturday afternoon. The Glenwood Lady Demons leading rifle, 40-18. Looking to close out the regular season with a perfect 13-0 league record. They'd finish at 17-6 overall if this continues. And would assure themselves a playoff game at home on Tuesday. Well, looking at the first half, Jocelyn Spires, you know, coming off that 6-for-6 three-point shooting against Palisade, that 68-point victory. Missed the first one. Everyone's holding their breath. Is she going to be 7-for-7 going back to Thursday night? No, she missed the first one and then hit the next one and hit a two after a steal. A couple more threes. She's 3-for-5 from three-point land. Maya Suarez with a three-pointer of her own in the first quarter. Sophia Prieto knocked down a three. She's got a couple threes to her credit, both in the near corner. You know, she was for a while shooting those 17 footers just in front of the line, and with backup, she's starting to back up a little bit and find her range.
Yeah, I wonder if Coach just said, just keep doing that. Just do it 2 inches further back.
Yeah, yeah. Because the three-point line's like 19-6, something like that. So 6 points for Sophia Prieto. Jaws Aspires, I mentioned, with 11. Anna Shea with 4 points. Brianna Sorensen with a bucket. And Ruby Patch has got a free throw. 20 points in each quarter for Glenwood. For Rifle, 6 in the first, 12 in the second quarter. Jamie Karen, leading scorer in the Western Slope, averaging just over 15 points a game. She has 6 at the half, 1 field goal, and 4 points from the free throw line. Speaking of free throws, Jasmine Quinones went 5-for-5, then missed her next two, and then hit another one. She has 6 at the half, all from the free throw line. Faith Trujillo with a basket. Blake Hostetler with a couple of baseline jumpers. She's got 4 at the half. 40-18, Lady Demons.
Well, my stats are a little skewed because I missed the first quarter by the time I was able to get here. But in the second quarter, you can see that, you know, Glenwood's winning the rebound battle. They've got 11 rebounds, 5 on the offensive side, compared to only 4 rebounds total for Rifle. So, you know, I think that has a lot to do with Taylor, Shea, Suarez. You know, they're doing a great job of getting good position is what I've seen, just boxing people out.
Yeah.
And even, you know, Shea's got some hops to her. I know she's about 6 feet tall, pretty lanky already, but that there was one rebound over here where she wasn't over the back. I mean, she wasn't fouling anyone.
Right.
She was just higher than everyone.
Yeah.
And was able to grab it in front of her, you know, over top several players. So yeah, totally winning the rebound battle there, and then also winning the turnover battle. I think you said, you know, Rifle's up to about 12, 13 turnovers already in this game. So, you know, we've seen that over and over and over. That full court press they usually come out with and start the games with has been very effective for Glenwood.
Yeah. 40-18. Looking at Tuesday night, 3A, Roaring Fork will play Delta in girls basketball. That's a play-in game, or what they used to call a pigtail game. Basalt will be at Moffitt County Tuesday night. Girls today, Battle Mountain finishes up with Palisade, in Grand Valley at Gunnison. And also Tuesday, Coleridge girls hosting opponent to be determined. Jocelyn Spires, the leading three-point shooter in the Western Slope, fourth in the league in total scoring. And she's a junior. Boy, you look ahead to, you know, what's ahead for Glenwood for the next couple seasons. And Jocelyn will be a senior next year. She'll be the leading point guard, and then have Anna Shea to feed it down to, along with Tori Taylor. Matea Ennewald. Some great players coming back.
Yeah. Well, and Ennewald's not here playing today. We've got Ruby Patch back, who we were missing on Thursday. But, yeah, we've talked about how the depth of this team is probably their biggest strength, is how they can do those, you know. I like to, you know, Coach Moser's kind of getting famous for her line changes. You know, yeah. She'll send in four or five substitutes at a time. But it's the play just does not go down, you know, with those four substitutes coming in. So, and we've seen the starters. It's been a kind of a rotation, and different groups have started each game. But it's been pretty much the same quality each time. So, yeah, the depth of this team. I think they're losing four seniors.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be a great team next year as well.
So, by the way, did you get on your way in stop by the office and get a tardy slip?
No, I didn't have a note
unexcused
from mommy
tardy.
And daddy. I didn't have an excuse for it, so I just avoided it and I snuck in.
Glenwood gets the ball to start the second half. Sorensen's got it. One-on-one with Trujillo. Here's Spires, right wing. To Sorensen, top of the key. Left wing to EJ. Johnson puts up a wild shot. That had no chance. Kind of a leaner and just clanked it off the glass. Up the court comes Gutierrez. There's Jamie Caron looking for a lane. She'll drive it. She'll scoop it. She'll score it. Jamie Caron just knifing her way through the D. Her second field goal, 40-20. Glenwood passed down low to Maya Suarez, who banks it in. Nice assist from Brianna Sorensen.
Yeah, her court vision has been excellent the last couple of games.
Here's a steal by Sorensen. She'll lay it up. Got it.
Nice.
Oh, my. 44-20, just like that. Behind the back drill by Jamie Caron. Lost it. It went off the foot of Ella Johnson out of bounds.
Oh, that's not what I saw, but okay. it looked like Caron was trying to go around the back, and she hit her own foot is what it looked like to me. But okay, rifle ball.
There's a near turnover saved by Blake Hosser. A little bit threw it into Maya Suarez. Goes to Ella Johnson. Pass up the court to Spires. Spires to EJ. Down to Kenzie Winder. Off the glass and got it in the foul. Kenzie Winder. Give her 13 points now. Look at all those twos in my scorebook.
Yeah, she's just playing tough down low.
And she gets just the right amount of spin. Yeah. She knows where the sweet spot is on the glass. And just enough English. Foul call against Hostetler's second. Chance for a three-point play for Kenzie Winder. Money. 13 points for Kenzie Winder. 47-20 Glenwood. Pass up the court to Trujillo. Trujillo has that knocked away by Suarez. They're going to call a foul. Reach in there at half court. But it's going to be called against Spires. Spires with her second. Bob pass into Jamie Caron. 6:35 to go in the third. Caron top of the key. Dribbling with the right hand. Picks it up. Goes to Suarez. Or Quinones, and Quinones sailed the one out of bounds intended for Hostetler.
Yeah, just way too high. Hostetler jumped but couldn't get up to it.
Sorensen bounce pass to Kenzie Winder at the free throw line. Hands it off to Sorensen, who lays it up. Missed the layup. Rebound taken by Hostetler. Hands it off to Trujillo. Up the court to Jamie Caron. 47-20 Glenwood. Jamie top of the key. Pass down to Hostetler at the block. Lost it. Got it back. Picks it up. Goes right wing to Trujillo. Launches one over to Jamie Caron. Left wing. Back it up. One-on-one with EJ. Pass to Quinones. Quinones to Trujillo. Or to Gutierrez. He puts up a shot from 5 feet. Won't go. Ball's up the hands of Maya Suarez out of bounds. Rifle ball at the baseline. Trujillo inbounding. Lobs it into Hostetler. Dribbles once. Underhands it to Quinones. Jasmine's ball knocked away by Kenzie Winder. Winder trying to chase it down. Bats the ball. Saves it. Rolls it in. Picked up by Spires. Forget it. They wave it off. Boy, what a hustle by Kenzie Winder. That was impressive.
Yeah. I'm not sure how they didn't call a foul when Winder was. I mean, she was shoved from behind.
They did call a foul. They did.
Well, they called a foul once Spires got it down here, but here at half court, when she was trying to go for the ball, she was shoved from behind and was never able to get her balance back.
Spires into Suarez to Sorensen. Spires Wanted to shoot that three, but here's a bad pass picked off by Jamie Caron. Picks it up. Oh, boy, she got, oh, man, she got hit hard. Oh, my goodness, Jamie Caron. Getting up slowly, clutching her midsection, holding her arm, I believe. Oh, man, she's hurt. Oh, doggone it. Rifle's best player. And she says, I'm okay. I'm staying in.
Did you say that?
Boy, that,
they're not putting anybody in for
no. She told Coach Kara, no, just leave me in. I'm fine. Last game of the season. He's got it top of the key. Lobs it to Trujillo. Karen's got it. Three-pointer, right wing. Air ball. Out of bounds, Glenwood ball. Each team with two fouls. 47-20 Glenwood, 5:11 to go first in the third quarter. Sorensen calls out of play. She brings it up. Brianna lobs it to Spires. Back to Sorensen. Lost the ball in the hands of Jamie Caron. Caron's bounce pass to Avery Ward. It's backcourt. Trujillo. Here's Quinones, right wing. Hostetler calling for it. Ball knocked away. Good steal there by Suarez. Into the hands of Spires. Up the court to Sophia Prieto, who lays it up and in. As soon as that ball's turned over, it's a fast break, Glenwood.
Yep.
Prieto with 8 points. 49-20, Glenwood. Quinones pass into the hands of Suarez. Now we got a foul. Quinones called for the foul, her second. Third team foul. Sorensen gets the inbounds, goes back to EJ, brings it across the line. Johnson right wing to Spires. Spires top the key to Suarez. Suarez with a drive, picks it up, shoots from 12. Gets the bounce.
Nice. That was a tough shot.
Yeah. Kind of off balance.
Yeah, and Heisel got a hand on it as she was trying to go up with it.
51-20 Glenwood. Caron dribbles past three defenders and the ball knocked out of bounds.
Well, she dribbled past two and into a third. I'm surprised they didn't call an offensive foul there. She just put her shoulder down into Sorensen.
Ella Johnson inbounding. Rifle putting on the press. We're going to go into. We got a timeout. 30-second timeout called. Called by Glenwood. 4:05 to go in the third quarter. 51-20 Glenwood. Boys game coming up after this. Be the final game of the season for Glenwood Demons and Rifle.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, the Rifle boys team that comes out and plays tonight. Or today, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes we've seen some struggles and some trouble that they have. Sometimes it's some poor attitudes and that kind of thing. So, with this being the final game of their season as well, you know, are they coming out to have fun or are they coming out with something to prove?
Yeah. Tori Taylor inbounds to Jaws and Spires. Spires will lock it up. And on top of the key goes left wing to Nykerk. Nykerk top of the key to Anna Shea. Shea picks it up, lobs it right wing to Prieto. Prieto bounce pass to Tori Taylor. Back to Prieto, lays it up and in. Good feed, right? Nice give and go. Beautiful. Prieto with 10 points. 53-20, Glenwood.
Good job by Taylor to see that open passing.
Yeah.
Lane.
Jamie Caron shut down. Feeds went into Elizabeth Gutierrez. Ball's blocked. This ball taken by Taylor, picked up by Shea. Underhands it to Prieto, who turns it over immediately to Zoe Heisel. Heisel underhands it to Gutierrez. Jamie Caron's got it. 53-20 Glenwood. Pass to Avery Ward. Bounce pass to Heisel, picked off by Jocelyn Spires. She'll go all the way, lays it up and in. Jocelyn Spires with a steal and a breakaway. It's just another steal by Spires. Spires double team belted to the floor as Heisel helps her up. She took a tumble right in front of the cheerleaders there, who aren't wearing masks. Good for them. Let's breathe a little fresh air. at least some gym air.
You know, I don't mind if somebody chooses to wear a mask. What I think is funny is when they wear a mask, but they pull it down below their chin.
Yeah.
So it's you know, it's just from their ears down around.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, go ahead and just take that one off.
Spires in the corner, lobs it into Taylor. Taylor in left wing. Finds a lane, drives. Now goes to Spires. Spires from 10. No good. Rebound taken by Taylor. Muscles it away. Goes to Prieto. Prieto to Nykerk. Nykerk hands it to Sophia. Sophia backs up. Goes down low to Anna Shea. Shea double teamed. Triple teamed. In trouble. Kicks it out. Wanted to go to spot to Prieto. Picked off by Trujillo. 55-20 Glenwood. Jamie Karen's got it. Just two field goals for the leading scorer in the Western Slope. Pass to nobody.
No one, yeah.
To Casper the Friendly Ghost.
To the referee.
Elizabeth Gutierrez just launched one and bounced harmlessly out of bounds. 2:23 to go in the third. 55-20 Glenwood. Sophia Prieto will bring it up. Goes to Jocelyn Spires. Spires looking down low. There's Anna Shea, right wing. Down to Taylor. We got a foul.
Yep. Yeah, Taylor got a little push from behind. Quinones there.
Picks up her third. 15 foul. Spires inbounding at the baseline. Jocelyn running out of time. Lobs it into Shea. Shea fakes the shot. Dribbles once. Shoots from 12. Off the rim. No good. Rebound put back. Torrey Taylor on a reverse layup. Doesn't go. Shea gets the rebound. Goes to Nykerk. She'll put up a three. Tried to bank it. Didn't go. Off to the left. And the rebound taken by Gutierrez. We got a foul. Called against Tori Taylor. ...55-20 Glenwood. Minute 54 to go in the third quarter. Quinones one-on-one with Jocelyn Spires. Spires, such an aware player. Knows where the pick's going to be set. Quinones against Spires. No contest at the baselines. Cuts her off. Hostetler has it. Puts up a wild shot. Banks it. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Nykerk. A little wrestling match there as the Nykerk takes the ball away. Possession goes to Glenwood. And Ruby Patch replacing guess who? Jocelyn yeah. Spires, you heard.
Right, yeah, right next to our field mic there.
Ruby Patch will bring it up.
It's fun sometimes you can, two players that are coming in, you can hear their conversation.
Yeah. Pass over to Prieto. One on one with Trujillo. Tight defense. Here's Anna Shea. Underhands it to Prieto at the free throw line. Back to Shea. Shea, dribble drive right side. Lost control of the ball. Picks it up. Goes down to Taylor. Taylor banks it in. Shea to Taylor. One tall girl to another. Joy Taylor's first basket, 57-20 Glenwood. Here's Hostetler with two defenders on her. Banks the shot, missed it. Rifle with just one field goal here in the third quarter.
Call it on Shea.
Deanna Shea, yep. Her first. 47 seconds left in the third quarter. Blake Hostetler's first free throw off the front of the rim. Hostetler's second free throw. Got it. 57-21 Glenwood. 45 seconds left in the third. Prieto will take her time. A little casual stroll up the floor. Now picks up the pace. Her pass tipped by Trujillo. Loose ball. Last touch by Nykerk out of bounds.
I thought that might have been off Quinones.
Pass in to Jamie Karen. Half court. One-on-one with Prieto. A pass to Hostetler. Dry shoots. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Ruby Patch. Patch racing up the floor. Now passes up the court to Prieto. Prieto goes to Taylor. Taylor back to Prieto. Lays it up. Oh, missed the shot. Rebound Taylor got knocked away. Here's Shea from 15. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Rifle. Pulled down by Quinones. To Jamie Karen. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. Karen knifing her way through the defense. Scoop shot knocked to the floor. No foul.
Oh, wow.
Ball out of bounds. I thought for sure she'd be going to the line.
I thought that was a foul. A
lot of contact.
Yeah.
6 seconds left. Pass into Karen. Backing up against Prieto. Put an arm around her waist.
Yeah, scooper.
And they give it to her. That gets the buckets to end the third quarter. After three, it's Glenwood 57, Rifle 23. This is KMTS. Go to the fourth quarter. Glenwood Lady Demons on their way to their 10th win in a row. League champions leading 57-23. They want to finish strong here. Miffle's got the ball. Here's Trujillo. She'll put up a three from the corner. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Chased down by Hostetler. Right wing to Karen. Karen drives. Puts up a shot with a right hand. Little floater. That's an air ball. Saved. Swatted back in to Ella Johnson. Johnson's double teamed. And a steal by Trujillo. Trujillo to Karen, who lays it up and in. Lady Karen. Last couple of buckets for Rifle. 57-25 Glenwood. Sorensen, bad pass. Knocked away by Trujillo. Taken by Quinones. She'll take it. She'll lay it up. Missed the layup. Rebound, Ella Johnson. And Johnson up the court to Kenzie Winder. Winder underhands it to Sorensen. Sorensen back to Winder. Winder bounce pass down to Suarez. Back to Winder for three. Yes, ma'am. Kenzie Winder doing it all this afternoon. She got a little rest, comes back fresh, and knocks down a tray.
When you're feeling it, you're feeling it.
60-25, Glenwood. There's a pass launched out of bounds by Quinones. Kenzie Winder was 17. That might be a season high. Spires down to Suarez. Baseline drive. Through two defenders. Banks the shot. Missed it. Rebound tipped by Winder. Taken by EJ for three. Top of the key. Got the roll. Ella Johnson. 63-25. Glenwood. Quinones to Hostetler, three-pointer from the far corner. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Trujillo. Trujillo hands it off to Jamie Karen. Lobs it back to Trujillo. Down to Hostetler. Hostetler against Winder. Nowhere to go. Ball stripped by Spires from the floor. Tried to throw it out, up the court, and a foul's going to be called against Hostetler. And that, no, they call it against Quinones. So we take the walk. Down the other end for a 1-1 for Joslyn Spires. Spires with 13 points. Guess she hit her quota of threes in the first quarter. First free throw, swish. Even her free throws are the rainbow.
Yeah.
Beautiful arcing shot. And Coach Eric Kerr wants to call a timeout, a full timeout before Joslyn shoots her second free throw. 64-25 Glenwood. 5:19 to go in the game. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Lady Demons on their way to their 10th win in a row. And we'll finish at 13-0 in league. And we'll host a playoff game on Tuesday. This game is a no-doubter. 64-25 Glenwood with the lead. Joslyn Spires hit her first free throw. And Coach Eric Carroll called the timeouts.
Come on, ladies. Don't make him honk the horn a third time.
Right?
It's too loud.
Please. Come on. Eric and Coach Rhonda Mosier are friendly competitors. And Joslyn misses the second free throw. Spun up the rim. Rebound taken by Rifle. Glenwood putting on the press. Steal. Spires coming for a steal and picks up a foul. That's her third. Fifth team foul. But Eric has conceded. I've talked to him several times. This is the best Glenwood team he's seen in years. And I said, well, you might not have been around for when Brian Derby, who's now a referee, had the Seltzer sisters, Sam Siani, some wonderful players, took them to the Final Four. It was Hostetler for three in the near corner. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound Taylor. No, who wants it? Scrum. Loose ball taken by Nykerk. Nykerk, nice pass to Patch. Patch lays it up. Missed the shot. Too strong. Ball knocked away, and it is out of bounds. Swipe the ball. So we got a fresh five in for Glenwood. Patch, Taylor, Shea, Siri Henderson, and Nykerk. At this point, I think you'd maybe give the rest of the girls the night off, afternoon off.
I think so.
Here's a steal by Tori Taylor. Looks over her shoulder, goes right side, lays it up, got it. Tori Taylor with a steal and a breakaway, 66-25. All the girls have great hands.
Yeah.
And great vision. Trujillo's got it. Crossover dribble against Taylor. Bounce pass right wing to Quinones. Baseline drive through the key. Pass through to Hostetler. Fakes the three. Hands it out to Quinones. Now launches one to Jamie Karen. Skids across the floor. One-on-one with Taylor. Loses her. Puts up a floater with the right hand. No good. Rebound. Put back. Attempt blocked by Shea. As Elizabeth Gutierrez was denied there.
Shea's got to be one of the leading blockers, at least, I think she is the leading blocker in the Western Slope.
Yeah.
She gets two to three blocks a game.
Rifle ball out of bounds, front of the rifle bench. Long pass in to Hostetler, goes to Jamie Karen. Karen hands it off to Quinones. 2:50 to go in the game. Quinones crossover dribble. Lobs it out to Trujillo. Trujillo in the paint. Puts up a shot with the right hand. Won't get the bounce. Rebound taken by Tori Taylor. Outlet pass to Anna Shea. It's tipped by Patch. Taken back by Rifle as Jamie Karen comes up with it. She'll take it. She'll kick it out to Hostetler. Backs up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Off the hands of a Rifle player. Controlled by Karen. She's got it. Almost fell to the floor. She got it to Quinones. Back to Jamie Karen. Lob pass down to Gutierrez. Back to Karen. All alone for a three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Karen's around. Picked up by Siri Henderson. Pass up the court to Tori Taylor with the left hand. Lays it up and in. Good form. Tori Taylor. Nice feed from Siri Henderson. Siri, pass me the ball. Ping. Here comes a dime coming right to you. Under 2 minutes to go. 68-25. Jump shot. Blocked by Shea. Another denial. As Faith Trujillo got blocked there. Here's a patch. Patch down to Taylor. Baseline jumper. Tori Taylor sizzling. Give her 8 points. 70-25, Glenwood. Minute 40 to go. Might have to get... Here's a jump shot to the baseline. Put up by Gutierrez. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Glenwood. Minute 27 to go. Nykerk to Tori Taylor. Taylor down to Henderson. Banks it. Missed the shot. Oh, look at her teammates. They were ready to jump to their feet.
Yeah, they were ready.
They like the backups to come in and score. Jamie Karen with a drive. And drew the foul. Helped up by Ruby Patch. Clock's running here. 70-25, Glenwood. Glenwood beat Rifle 58-27 back on January 14th. Got a political banner being unfurled in front of it? No, league champs. Okay.
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
Nice.
Free throw is good there.
Nice of them to be concerned about blocking our vision.
Yeah. Jamie Karen with her second free throw is good. Jamie with 14 points. Just a little below her season average. 50 seconds left here in the game. I'll try and make my way over and get a word with Coach Mosier. Drive down to Siri Henderson, or Nykerk. Nykerk got the pass at the block and came up short, but she was fouled. But Taya Nykerk will go to the line to shoot two. Fouls called against Zoe Heisel, her fourth. Yeah, it's been quite a run for Rhonda Mosier. Nykerk's first free throw off the back of the iron. Right. Second free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Henderson. Put back, doesn't go. Henderson kicks it out to Taylor. 37 seconds. Top of the key to Batch for three. Ruby shoots an air ball. Those were tired legs there.
Yeah.
She's played a lot of basketball this afternoon. The JV game. Heidi Diaz in for Rifle. Ward. Beisel baseline. Countdown is on. Backups in for Rifle. Salvadrez lose the ball. Loose ball, battle for it. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's Nykirk. Will she get up a shot? No. That'll do it. Back to back to back. Lady Demons league champs, 13-0 in league play. They will host Tuesday night. And a standing O for the Lady Demons. Let's see, I'm going to take a 60-second timeout, and I'll see if I can make my way over and talk to Coach Ana Mosier. 70-27 Glenwood with the win. This is KMTS. We're back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, and Lady Demons victorious over Rifle, 70-27. They've won 10 in a row now and finished the regular season at 13-0 in league play. 17-6 overall. And right now the Lady Demons posing with that that banner that was in front of us, Keith. Back to back to back league champs. Very impressive run for Rhonda Mosier and her Lady Demons, and this is probably one of her deepest teams she's had. So as soon as they finish with the posing for pictures, we'll get a word with Coach Mosier. But I've got Jocelyn Spires with 14 points. Kenzie Winder with, 11, 14, 17 points for Kenzie Winder. Just a really impressive performance down the stretch for the Lady Demons. And where did Coach Mosier go? Well, a little time to celebrate, but also some work to do with their next opponent, whoever that is. Josh, you got a minute? Got a minute? You on the radio? Jocelyn, congratulations. Back to back to back. This has been a great run for the Lady Demons.
Yes, it has. I'm really proud of our team and everything we've been able to do. I think a lot of times Coach Moses kept telling us that we have to keep improving. I think these past two games we've really done that, and I think we're ready to play on Tuesday, and we're really excited and everything. So
you seem to be really dialed in with just defensively, but offensively, I mean, 6-for-6 from three-point range against Palisade the other night.
Yeah, I think it's just our team. The energy we bring is just really good, and I love playing with these girls. They just bring so much energy. It's really easy to play with them. Even when you're missing shots, they're really encouraging and everything. So, yeah, I think that's just why. It's not really me. It's just the team. We're really good together.
You know, we comment that Coach Mosier will do like a complete line change, like a hockey team, and you guys don't miss a beat.
Yeah, we have a really deep bench. I think everyone on our team deserves to play. We all work really hard. And, I think we're just all really great basketball players. So
you must be very proud of these girls going 13-0. In league play, and you get to host Tuesday night.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, congratulations. Coach Mosier, boy, I was just talking to that impressive young lady. She's been red hot. Like, I mean, she was unconscious 6-for-6 from three-point against Palisade. Kind of continued her hot streak today.
Yes, you know what? She just, I think she's kind of just finding some confidence. She's been playing really well all year, but I think, you know, the girls are just really stepping up and playing for each other. And you know, I sometimes tell her it's okay to be a little bit selfish. She's a very unselfish player, and so I told her, when you're hitting, shoot the ball.
You know, Coach Eric Carroll, you guys have had a friendly, competitive relationship. He was very complimentary. He always has been. He says, I think Glenwood's the deepest team, the deepest Glenwood girls team he's seen in years. And I said, well, you know, I can go back a few years, the Seltzer girls, Sam Ciani, when Jackie Gaddis had the squad. But this is one solid team you've got.
Yeah, I mean, I think looking back, you know, you look at my, like Jackie's last year when she coached and we had Jordan and those guys. But the depth of our bench and how hard they play for each other this year is really unbelievable. I mean, I think they don't care who's the star. They just want to win ball games. And I think you can see that in how we pass the ball. You know, free fast break, no one's looking to take it themselves. They're looking for a pass.
How about Kenzie going off today?
That was huge for us. She's been sort of frustrated a little bit because we know she can score points. But, and, you know, to her credit, she's got to kind of slide back and forth sometimes between post and guard. With Matea gone today, Kenzie was playing mostly a post, and she did a great job inside tonight.
So we don't know what's going to be Tuesday. We won't know until tomorrow, but you got to feel good about peaking at the right time.
Absolutely. Like I told the girls today in the locker room, we talked, you know, we need to cap this off as our league, but really our season starts tomorrow again. Like, you know, you have your preseason, then you have your league play, and then we have postseason, and we gotta start from zero again, and they're ready. And I think they're hungry at the exact time we need them to be.
All right, we'll see you Tuesday night.
Thanks so much. Right, I appreciate it.
Coach Rhonda Mosier, leading Demons win at 70-27. And let's take a break. Back with more for this. All right, back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Thanks for, I think I surprised Jocelyn Spires. She was like, huh?
Yeah. She's like, what do you want?
I'll put you on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just kind of totaling things on the fly here as Glenwood wins it 70-27. Just, boy. As I said to Coach Mosier, they're peaking at the right time as they get ready for their first playoff game here at home Tuesday night. Don't have a game time yet. Probably, I'm guessing 7 maybe.
Yeah, I think you would think they would slide it down into the prime slot.
Maya Suarez, another solid day for her. She finishes with 7. Kenzie Winder with 17 points. Sophia Prieto with 8, 10. And Jocelyn Spires finishes with 14. Tori Taylor, another solid game, 8 points and 4 from Brianna Sorensen. So Glenwood finishes at 13-0. And again, 17-6 overall rifle. Their season comes to an end, 4-8 in league play. 11-12 overall. Jamie Caron led Lady Bears with 6, 8, 12, 14 points for Jamie. 5 scored by Blake Hossettler and 6 from Jasmine Quinones. So, what do you have? Any rebounding numbers?
Yeah, I got some rebounds. No, so my numbers are a little skewed because I missed the first quarter. But for the last 3 quarters, Glenwood definitely won the rebound matchup. 24 rebounds, 11 on the offensive board, to only 13 for rifle, only 4 on the offensive side. Other things you could see, you know, the coach was talking about how much they pass the ball. I've got every player but 1 or 2 with multiple assists. On Glenwood's side, 3 steals for Spires, 3 blocks for Shea. So just fabulous defense from those guys, pushing them to 20 turnovers in those 3 quarters. So
wow.
And that's been really the story for them this whole season. It's just been incredible defense and a very deep bench, and that's, you know, it's neat that they are spiking a little bit on their offensive side. I think their defense has always been as good as it is right now.
Yeah.
But their offense over the last couple of games we've seen has really come on, really kind of ever since the Summit game.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Summit game kind of woke them up a little bit on the offensive side. And we saw Thursday.
I should have asked Bron to that, but I'll have a chance later. Yeah. Maybe after hopefully if they win Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Bring that up. You're like, had a couple of hiccups, you know.
Yeah.
Not a great game against Steamboat. An awful game against Summit, but you found ways to win. And as she said after the Summit game, we needed a game like this.
Yeah.
As you said, to wake them up.
Well, and we saw at halftime, it was one of those coaching tricks where the coaches came out of the locker room way early.
Right.
And
right.
basically left the players in there.
And Rhonda's cool. She's a cool customer. She said, yeah. I was not happy.
Right.
And,
but what that does is that forces the players sure. some leadership to rise up among yeah. the players and to say, hey, guys, we got to clean this up. And that can sometimes be a wake-up call that you don't get
yeah.
unless you have that really awful first half or that really awful game. So,
right.
So that may be the turning point that we can see, we look back and identify.
70-27, the final. Lady Demons finish strong and get ready for their first round opponent Tuesday night here at home. And those brackets come out tomorrow from Chassa. The boys game coming up in about 10 minutes. I'm going to head down there and get some lineups, and we'll be back after this on KMTS.